Here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're getting to know Pella Christian senior Dane Giedings a little bit better with the Pella Christian boys basketball team. Dane, thanks for joining us today. And as we get to know you a little bit better, we'll start off, what is your favorite class you've ever taken at Pella Christian, whether that be grade school, middle school, or high school?
I really liked world history my freshman year with Mr. Vermeer. He's a really good teacher. I really love learning about history.
All right. As it relates to opposing places here within basketball, do you have a favorite gym that you guys go play in that's not a home game?
I could go with Pella here, but I'm just going to say Newton. Newton's atmosphere it's different. Like, obviously the Pella game is really hype, but man, going to Newton's gym is something else. I really enjoy playing there.
Newton's gym, that is a new one. I've never heard that one before. What's your favorite hobby that you have, or a couple of your favorite hobbies that you have?
I guess I consider golf more of a hobby than a sport. So I just like going out golfing with friends and spending time with them.
And you do play that sport. What are some of the activities here at Pella Christian that you're involved in outside of basketball and boys golf?
Not a ton. I don't know. Not much. I don't do a ton.
If there was a sporting team or a club or something like that that you had the interest or the time to be involved in and you had a passion for, what would be something that you would find interesting to maybe be involved in here at Pella Christian?
I'd love to see Pella Christian get a checkers team.
A checkers team? Why a checkers team?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know how to play chess, so checkers is the next best thing.
Hey, there you go. That's pretty good right there. What is your best high school sports memory? That could be basketball, it could be boys golf, could be another sporting event. Just what is your favorite memory here for Pella Christian sporting events?
I'm going to go with our sub-state game against West Burlington last year. I mean, that was just the atmosphere in that game was unbelievable. The ending was unbelievable. Man, I smiled over that one for a few days. I loved that game so much.
That was an absolutely great game. Do you have any superstitions as it relates to basketball or things that you got to do to feel comfortable or confident going into a game?
A lot of people are going to think this is incredibly weird, but I don't wash my hands before games. I think it washes away the good vibes. So my family thinks it's really weird, but I don't wash my hands before basketball games.
Hey, whatever you got to do to get yourself in the right mindset, right? I know you've got a couple of siblings. For our listeners, how many siblings do you have, and how do you get along with those guys?
I have four siblings. I have two older brothers, a younger brother, and a younger sister. I'd say I get along pretty well with all of them, especially my older brother, Drew. And we've gotten to know each other through sports. We got to play a few sports together in high school. But, yeah, I love my family.
That's really awesome. And we're getting to know Pella Christian senior Dane Giedings here a little bit better. And we are in the state of Iowa, and you kind of mentioned the crosstown rival in Pella. We also have another pretty big rivalry in sports around here, Iowa State. Do you have a lean one way or the other when it comes to those two schools?
I guess I lean Iowa just because of my grandparents, but I'm not very hardcore. It doesn't affect me very much.
Fair enough. Do you have another pro or college sports team that you kind of follow around a little bit more than maybe Iowa or Iowa State?
I like to follow Purdue Fort Wayne now that Eric Mueller goes there. I try and keep in touch with them a little bit. In the pro golf world, follow Justin Thomas, my favorite golfer by far.
Yeah. And Justin Thomas, what makes him your favorite golfer?
He's just got that swag about him that I resonate with that I don't have myself. But he's really out there, and he's a good golfer. And, yeah, I really enjoy watching him play.
That's really cool. What's the best vacation you have ever been on?
2 years ago, I think I went to Florida with my family, and we went to, oh goodness, Bradenton, I think. Just spent time with my cousins down there, and it was really fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. If there was one place that you would want to go on a future vacation, what would that one spot be, and why would you want to go there?
I'd probably say the Dominican Republic. My parents have gone there twice, I think, and they always say it's really amazing, but I've never had the chance to go, so I'd really like to go there someday.
Sounds like a lot of fun and a good spot to go, nice and warm, especially as we get ready for the cold here in Iowa. Are you a big movie or TV watcher?
No, I kind of get made fun of for the lack of movies that I watch. I do like watching TV shows from here and there, but I have a hard time sticking with them and finishing them.
Is there one that you have finished or a favorite TV show that you do have?
I watch Chicago PD a lot just because my mom got me to watch it, and I don't know, it was interesting, but I never finished it.
I'm the same way. I was right there with you on that show. What is your go-to midnight snack?
I love honey roasted peanuts. I think they're the greatest food alive, so I'll eat those any time of the day.
I can agree with that. That's a pretty good go-to midnight snack. If you could snap your fingers and make one thing better in the world, or one thing just in your opinion, if you could snap your fingers and it changed, what would be that one thing?
Like a world problem?
Could be world problem, could be anything. Whatever, literally you snap your fingers and anything could change, what would that be?
I'd probably get rid of all cancer, just because that's something that I've seen in my own life. Not my personal own life, but people around me, and I don't know, no one likes cancer, obviously.
Good answer there. I couldn't think of much better one. Do you think that there is life on other planets?
Oh, goodness. No, I don't know how there'd be life on other planets. I don't know the first thing when it comes to space, but I would say no.
All right, then. Do you have any favorite family traditions, or does your family have traditions, whether that be holiday or just certain things that, you know, you do pretty routinely or annually that you enjoy doing?
Every Sunday, my family goes to my mom's parents' house, and we just eat lunch every week and catch up with each other, and that's always really fun.
That's awesome. One final thing. What is the top thing on your bucket list?
To win a state championship in basketball. That's what I'm really looking forward to this year.
Hopefully we can get that for you, get that done for you here, Dane. Thanks for letting us get to know you a little bit better, and best of luck this basketball season.
Thank you.
That was getting to know Public Christian senior Dane Geedings a little bit better here on today's Lately Radio Sports Page.